You're listening to Big Wigs. The bigger the wig,
the bigger the personality. Ooh, stunning.
Hey, Tom.
Miranda? Oh, I thought I saw Miranda.
Look at that, babe. It's Big Wigs.
You're doing amazing, sweetie.
Look at big ribs and big wigs.
Welcome back, Big Wigs. We are back in the studio, back from our trips, back from summer. I would say summer is over, even though I am dressed like I'm going to a pool.
It's not over.
Until it's over.
I'm dressed for fall. Anna's dressed for summer.
Kind of. Although you're in like workout outfit. So that's that true. Could be fall, summer, spring, winter, you know, kind of is in all seasons.
It's all encompassing. Yes.
Yeah. I'm really just like whipping out the hot pink for one last moment, you know, yeah. Give her a little walk around the block. No, I'm so glad to be back. I really am. I hate summer. I like it, but not here. And so I'm just like,
yes,
woo, we're done, you know,
done over. It's fall and winter in New York is, it can be cold, but it is like, it's a great time, especially fall.
Best.
Fall in New York is great. Summer everywhere else is great.
Probably. Yeah. I would say that. I mean, I guess maybe Mexico is like really hot in the summer. I'd probably be like, that's hot, you know, or like, the island, Caribbean or something, like somewhere further
close
south.
To the equator. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, the map.
The map and America and Pangea and all the countries. I just came back from Miami. Shit's hot down there.
Hot. How was Miami?
I love it.
Wait, I saw Dre. Dre had a moment. You had like an existential, like in a positive way of connecting with nature or something. I saw on Instagram this week. What was that about?
I came back from Miami and I decided that I needed to tell the world that I just had such a great time. And my brother has a pool in his backyard. My sister-in-law, they got a great house in Miami. I love all the banyan trees, you know, those humongous trees with the vines. And I just felt Tarzan.
I literally thought the end of that Instagram was going to be, and I'm moving to Miami.
And I'm making the decision. The only thing is they don't have the seasons. My brother was talking about it. He's like, I do miss, like, we're going to Canada for Christmas because we want to see like the Christmas markets. And I'm like, oh yeah, you guys don't really have seasons. It's still 70 degrees in December.
Like LA.
It's like LA.
Yeah.
So I can see that there's good sides and bad sides, but I was really connecting with nature. I was tree hugging. I was playing with kids.
You hugged a tree?
I hugged many banyan trees. I went for a run and I just was like,
oh, soft nothings into this banyan tree.
What'd you say? Yeah. Nature. I was making wishes.
Wow.
I was like Mary Catherine Gallagher in Superstar.
I love it.
You like humping the trees. Yeah. It was so great. Just hanging out with family. And you know, my brother and sister, they have
go ahead.
Well, they have a baby. They have a 2-year-old. And so everything is on a schedule.
Yes.
And maybe I need to realize I should be on a schedule because my life is just scattered. I have no schedule. We make our own schedule.
We do. Yeah. Sometimes it works and sometimes the schedule, it gets put last on the schedule. Yeah. You know?
You need to be wrangled. And that's what I need. So it was like nap time at this time, lunchtime, breakfast. It was great. I was like, you know what? This is so nice.
Yeah.
I know what to expect.
It's funny that you were like so connected. It makes sense to me now that your love of Central Park. Like,
doesn't
she found the one tree in New York City and she goes there. She's like, let's go to Central Park.
I'm so gung-ho.
She's over here wet for Miami. I'm like, girl, what are you doing in Brooklyn? This place blows.
No, truly the industrialness of it all is taking me out day by day.
I know.
I think it's just... I love the whole New York vibe. Like, give me a day in Soho. Like, we'll go get lunch.
Of course.
We'll get a spritz. Like, we'll walk and see the beautiful buildings and the fire escapes. Love that vibe. But this, just the industrialness and, like, the barred windows, that shit ain't for me.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. See, I can't have that. But I love a tree. I love some tree shade. I love a pond. Love that.
Yeah. So I love Miami a Soho day, too. But remember we went through this, like, our perfect day. And mine was, like, spent in stores and
right. Yeah. Exactly. And nothing wrong with that. Absolutely.
Speaking of, I'm sorry, but breaking news, did you see there was like a active shooter in the Zara on Broadway? That was my Zara because my office where my studio where we shot HQ for years was across the street from the Zara on Broadway. Sorry, saying that location, we were never allowed to say the location. You don't know what office it is. But I was like, this happened like the other day. And I was like following along on like TikToks. I like saw a headline and I like clicked it. And then I looked on TikTok because, you know, there's fucking people in Zara TikToking about this.
And of course.
They didn't shoot anyone, but I think someone else attacked the shooter with a fucking bottle of Pellegrino.
That's New York, baby.
New York City.
I'm sorry.
Because they were like, there was blood scared. On the ground and green glass.
Was
there was
this
a bottle of
Pellegrino. Upper East Side bitch taking her glass of sparkling Pellegrines.
An Upper East Side hero.
Or like a you know, a badass Tribeca honey. Yeah. You know
yes,
what I mean?
Seriously.
Like, it was, isn't that crazy?
It was Jessel. It was Jessel from Roni being like, you better not take my fucking scoop neck shirt.
Could you imagine if that was like a scene that Housewives set up?
No, I'm not even kidding. To get press, like that's such a good.
Not active shooter. That's like a level beyond.
No, but just taking like a fight with a Pellegrino bottle
crazy,
as a prop.
Crazy.
I'm sorry, but who's mad in a Zara besides the long lines in New York City?
Also, yeah, who's opening fire in a Zara?
Don't you dare.
Don't ruin Zara. It's the most successful fast fashion company in the world.
Like a zebra print camisole. Like you best believe.
Yeah.
There should be no anger.
Just when you said that, my mind was like, you do have a leopard camisole from Zara. Is it? It's in storage in LA. My brain has to be like, where is that shirt? Where is that shirt? I'm a computer.
No. Because I also have that shirt. And now there's a new viral one that's leopard. And it's got little ties going down with the poofy sleeves everyone's wearing it in New York from Zara.
You know what I'm talking about.
I bought a shirt like that in London, not from Zara, but from another store.
Was it Ghani?
It wasn't Ghani. It could be Ghani, though. They have like a very similar one.
They did. What I love about Anna is I'll tell her like the knockoff thing that I got. And she's like, oh, yeah, I've got the Ghani one.
No.
But in a nice, like in a great way. No, it's only because like I ain't at that level yet.
You know, sometimes if you're spending the money, just spend it.
Just spend it.
Just spend it.
Just spend it on the nice things because you'll have it forever.
It's true.
It's Zara stuff piece. You won't have forever.
Fast fashion.
Fast. She's fast. She's in and out. I wanted to just say, because I'm not a monster. You know, I yeah, did address. Read a comment. I did address a comment that we got on our... Go leave us some reviews. If you love this show, if you're like, I love her, Kourtney Kardashian, just write it. You know, it's so silly, but it makes such a difference. And, you know, we're still a new show. Like, we're still... The big shows have been around years and years and years.
Like 10 years.
So many reviews. So I'm just calling out, we love when you leave a review because for some reason, the gods at Apple then like bump you up to like numbers and all this shit. And we're just trying to get ahead in this world, you know? No, we're just trying to buy some fucking Ghani
and help a sister out. She's wearing leopard camisoles.
But I did call out a comment that was like, Anna's irritating me lately because she's so mean. She's so ungrateful for her relationship. I do poke fun at my relationship and at Jared. We all do.
Of course.
That's out of love. That's because I'm very confident in my relationship. I know he's going to be there when I get home. You know what I mean? So I just wanted to say I did bring it up to Jared and he said, you should be nicer to me. So I just want to start this episode by saying, Jared, I love you. I don't think he's listening, but in case anyone else is, just know I love Jared.
The love is palpable. We feel it all around us. Love is all around us.
Love is love.
You love, Jared.
Love.
Listen, something I know is that truly Anna loves Jared, Jared loves Anna. They're a union that just can't be broken. They help each other in so many ways and they complete each other.
It's a perfect union.
It's a perfect union. And you can shit on your spouse and your significant other.
You should. You should.
It's fun. Not to the level of like, okay, clearly they hate each other, but a fun little tit for tat. Like, that's fun. That keeps the relationship going.
Yeah. I had a hard week. I will say this. This is completely honest and true. I had a really hard week, like, on a family vacation. Family's hard. And at the end of the, like, we got back the other night. I was gone for way too long. And we got back the other night and I, like, looked at Jared. It was, like, Sunday night. And I was like, could you imagine how awful this Sunday night would be? Like, coming back from that week. Without each other. Like, I'm so grateful that we do have each other to sit here and watch this chimp crazy show and fucking, you know, like decompress together.
Yes.
I was like, because I would just be like even worse. You know what I mean? I'd be sad. I'd be like lonely.
Yeah. You start spiraling and then you think about all the things. And
I'm so good at that too.
Oh, reading into things?
Not to brag. My God. I'm so good at spiraling. Not reading in, spiraling.
Just a full spiral.
Yeah, I spiraled hard this week, like too dark, you know?
Yeah.
She went too dark.
Yeah, because the trip in, you guys go to LBI every year.
LBI, which is Long Beach Island, which is like...
It looks gorgeous.
It's a beautiful place. It's an island. We've gone there since I'm a little kid. It's like right off of the mainland of the Jersey Shore. So like there's like the Atlantic City, Ventnor, Margate, Ocean City. There's that side of the shore. And then like you cross this bridge
I guess there's Manahawkin is like the other side. And then you cross over the bridge and it's LBI. And it's literally one long freaking island. Like, I actually think it's like 20 something miles. Yeah. It's like 20 miles.
Okay.
And I know this because I biked 32.
You were just going all around that Long Beach. You were.
Yeah, Anna found out that it was a long beach indeed.
It is a long, long beach.
Yeah.
So we, like, when you get off the bridge, we go to the left side. It's very funny because a lot of people who know LBI, they're like, do you go to the left or the right? Like, because when you get off the bridge, it's literally left or right.
Oh,
straight. Yeah. You go into the ocean. You know what I mean? It's like one main road and then there's... Yeah. And it's so funny because I was like, we go to the left. And I will say, the left is like more residential. There are like fancier houses, more property, you know what I mean, that people have. I'd say to the right, it's a lot more commercial. There's a lot more like restaurants and stores. There's an amusement park down there. And it's like just a different vibe. And I'd say both sides, a lot of Trump supporters, though. Like both sides.
You see those flags out and about.
Both sides, you got those flags going about. And so I rode, we're all the way down in like Love Ladies is the town or whatever. I got on a bicycle and I was like fucking Forrest Gump. I got in like a fight with my family and I was like, I gotta get the fuck out of here. And
I was running.
I got on a bike. Mind you, it's my family friend's bike from maybe 30 years ago. Like it's like rust, you know?
Yeah.
And someone pumped the tires. So I was like, all right, I got tires.
She was an old girl, but she was working.
How far could I go? I rode. I was like, and it's funny because I kept passing places. I was like, ooh, there's like a store. Maybe I should go like shop or whatever. Like my brain was like, oh, should I go get like a smoothie? I was like, no, you go to the end of the fucking world.
You don't
stop. I stopped when I got to the end of the island.
Have you ever been to the end of the island?
I don't think so. When I was a kid, we would stay on that end, I guess. So maybe when I was a baby, like a little kid.
You don't remember. Yeah,
I don't remember.
Wow.
Never did that before. I will say, my legs, so it was better going there. It was like 18 miles there. And then I got out. I sat on the beach for a little bit, like in my, you know, sneakers and stuff. Like, and I called my friend and I bitched about what happened with my family. And then I got back on the bike. That's when the wind was in my face. That was tough.
That's not fun.
And then I kept getting texted like, are you okay? Where are you? Because I stopped in a couple clothing stores and I had the wind. So it took me forever to get back. It was like 8 p.m.
Oh my God. By this time your family's like, where'd she go?
And then my phone died. And I was first I lost one AirPod and I was like, oh, this is going to suck. One AirPod?
No.
How can I ride home? And then I was like, uh-oh, there goes the other AirPod. The AirPods were nothing compared to losing the phone, you know? Like,
I'm sorry, you have no problem losing AirPods?
What do you mean? No, not losing them, losing the charge.
Got it.
Sorry.
The way she said it, I thought they just fell out of her ear. And she's like, what's an AirPod? Yeah.
No. I meant losing the charge.
Got you. They died. Okay.
Anyway, yeah, that was like, then I was like, will I ever walk again? You know, like 32 miles when I bike, I spin a lot.
Yeah.
But like in a class, you go like 10, 12 miles. 32 was a lot in a day. I had already done 23 like between the days before.
See, you were getting it one with nature.
Jesus, you did that much biking?
I biked like 75 miles.
This is not like an e-bike. This is a bike.
A bike. Normal people ain't using the cheat codes of e-bikes.
I'm scared of an e-bike. What if it like blows up my crotch or something? Like, well, I've never...
What?
I wouldn't worry about that.
Honestly, though, this bike was so old and I didn't have any of those gel seats that by the end I was like, will I be able to like pee ever again? Yeah, like, I have given myself...
The seat was now a part of your ass.
The seat
they
was
were one.
Just like, yeah. And like,
that,
you know.
Shit, that kills me.
Yeah, when you sit on a toilet, you're like, ooh,
ow.
Everywhere sore.
You start like going down like grandpa. You're like,
eh. Yeah. And then Jared was like 2 days later, he's like, do you want to go for a run? And we walked the dogs and I was like, I don't think I can run. Like, I don't think my legs.
Yeah, my legs will simply not allow.
Can. I ran like to yesterday for the first time in like 2 weeks and I was like still sore.
You were feeling it.
I was feeling it. Yeah.
So LBI, overall, good trip. Learned a lot.
Sure. I didn't learn anything. It's beautiful there.
Yeah.
You know, it's nice. My parents really, they're still there. They get to enjoy it for
a
couple weeks.
They're still there.
Yeah. They get a house for like a couple weeks. And so.
Go them.
They're enjoying themselves. It's, it's a nice idea, I'd say. It's a beautiful scenery.
I know what you mean.
But I'd say, like, it's tough. Family's tough. I think, you know, I don't want to throw anyone down. I'm not trying to get any negative comments put back on this podcast. I'm so sorry. But I do think that, like, sometimes people have this like pipe dream or these ideals that like it's going to be the perfect family vacation, or like you were saying before when we got on the air, like Christmas, or like,
yeah,
it's stressful as hell those times when a whole family is together, because mm-hmm. I think a lot of people revert to like you when you were younger.
Yeah.
Teenage you, younger parent you, like whatever your role was in the house growing up, for whatever reason, mm-hmm. you become that person again, or other people make you that person again. Do you feel that way when you're with your family?
Oh my God. Yeah, totally. You definitely with your parents, you revert back to whatever that age was, like before you left the house. So the rules are back.
Yeah.
The, you know what I mean?
They think I'm going to be, they're like, you better shower. You're going to be late for everything. Yeah. Right. Like, I'm like,
yeah, you're like, what are you talking
about? I got it, Mom.
Thank you.
I pay my rent like for a thousand years. Like,
I do revert back to a little bit younger version of myself. Like, I was in the pool chasing after a little water torpedo. Like, what was I doing? I was 8 years old in the pool again, splashing around. But in my mind,
so innocent, so free, so one with the water.
So free. I was Ariel. But yeah, I do think that there's, and also your family, there's so many different personalities, and it's not that you can't choose your family. People always say that.
Yeah.
So it's not like you went to school, you found these friends, and these are your new friends because you have the same values, the same things that you like, the same hobbies. Your family is just kind of thrown together, hodgepodge, and you're just supposed to all get along harmoniously. Doesn't always happen.
Doesn't always happen. And don't force it, I think. If someone's not like getting along, or it's uncomfortable for someone, like it affects them in other ways. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, I don't know. I feel like don't force it. Don't force it. Give yourself space if you need it. And, you know.
In Anna's case, ride a rusty bike for miles.
If you guys saw this bike, you'd miles. Be like, you made it how far on this bike?
Like, damn, that's crazy.
Crazy. Yeah.
So will you be going back?
I don't know.
I don't know. TBD.
You have a whole year to think about it.
Thank you.
I do. I do.
Here's the thing. I think a family vacation, like, all under one roof in one house, even though it's a very big house, you can all be in your own places. There's plenty of TVs and outdoor space mm-hmm. and whatever.
I still think being in one house is tough when you're not in a family that's like always like the fucking Brady Bunch, you know, and you're always like singing along and getting along.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's different when you go on a vacation somewhere else where you have your own hotel room, or like you could go out and do your own thing. And then, you know what? We all meet at a restaurant, and it's not like the pressure's on someone to cook and to clean and to buy all the food and to do all that. Like, I just think there's like an element of who's the adult now and who's the child now when it comes to this kind of stuff, where it's like, hey, here's what time we're going to dinner.
Everybody just meet up. Right.
I don't know. Do you know what I mean? Like, there's.
Oh, yeah.
That might be a better solution, I think, for some families.
Completely. Than spending every waking moment together on a vacation and being forced to stay with each other. That's tough.
Like, we don't even do that. Everyone does their own thing. Like, even though we're in a house, like, no one hangs out.
Yeah, that is wild. I definitely feel like maybe it's the Latino of my family, but we do every single activity together. We wake up, breakfast, but that's just a vacation.
That's
probably a Latino like value thing where everybody's like, we have to do everything together. Does it drive me crazy? Yes.
Your parents also do a lot together.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. Well, they're
mind doll.
Yeah. My mom has a disability. She can't see. So my dad is now, you know, her main.
Like, but they also helper. Like love each other and get along and like want to hang out, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, they've been married for 40 years. So it's like that point, it's like, well.
Like, we lost my dad at the U.S. Open. I took my parents to the U.S. Open. I lost my dad for like 2 or 3 hours. And he's like, you didn't lose me. I went on my own.
Yeah.
That was a choice.
That was a choice. My mom and I fully went to another match, watched the entire match. Everyone wanted the seat next to her. Because, like, she moved to be out of the sun or whatever. And 4,000 people came up and they're like, is this seat? She's like, it's taken. It's taken. I'm like, Mom, I don't think he's coming. She thought he was.
She thought.
My dad did not come.
He didn't come back.
Oh, Matt.
Do you guys get the honey juice when you go or the drink?
I got one.
Okay. Just for the experience.
I got one. I like them.
I'm obsessed.
It's just lemonade.
It's lemonade, but it's just pink with the little lemon balls. Yeah.
And I have my cups from every year. I might have thrown some out. But, like, my mom and I, like. Every year and like we always have the cup. Like I like getting that year's cup. I don't know why, even though I never drink out of it or use it ever again. But it's nice to have.
Question for you.
Yeah.
Can you resell U.S. Open paraphernalia? Because I did acquire a Lavazza coffee cup from the U.S. Open.
Wow.
Can I sell on eBay? What is it worth?
No idea. Check it out.
I need to check this out.
Maybe. I feel like it's gotten trendier. Like merch has gotten trendier in general.
For sure.
Right?
It's become a thing.
Yeah.
But I'm always wondering. I'm like, you know what? Well, it's cool to keep because I want to drink from it, but I only got one. It's not a set. And I'm like, I could easily sell this on eBay for $150.
Wow.
I don't know. I was going above and beyond. It's a porcelain like white tall mug, but it's got the US Open logo.
Cute.
For me, it's cool. It's probably worth 2 cents.
Maybe.
But you know.
Maybe $2. You never know.
Worth a shot.
Totally worth it.
Worth a shot. Speaking of sports, Big Wig Sports, football's back.
Football's back,
dun,
baby.
Dun, dun, dun.
Aren't you guys so excited for our recaps every week? I mean, hello. We're so excited to be back.
I'm so excited. Yeah, Jared had the Jets game on Monday night,
which
I guess was a huge disappointment for Jets fans, right?
It sure
was.
Huge
disappointment. But don't they have that new, he's a young quarterback?
They have an old quarterback named Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, yes. They still got Rodgers in there?
I kept being like, he didn't get injured, right? Because he got injured the
first
game.
Four plays in the first season.
Last year.
Yeah, last year. And this year, he just played average at best.
Average
Not great.
At best for Rodgers.
It wasn't good.
I knew this because I was doing other things and Jared was just getting sadder and sadder. And I was like, so what time's the game over, you think? And I like looked on the calendar. I'm like, because I might just go in the other room and like, you know,
wait for your little depressive episode to end.
Yeah. Watch my shows. Yeah.
Exactly. Nick was excited. Bears are now 1-0.
Oh.
Represent for Chicago. So
the Bears, they didn't play the Eagles. The Eagles played the other day too. There was another game. I'm like,
Eagles played in Brazil against the Packers.
Yes.
Bears played the Titans.
Did the Eagles win?
Nice.
The Eagles won, yes.
Oh, okay. Yep. Good job. Woo.
Good for Philly.
Go Philly. Go Birds. Okay.
Love that Big Wig Sports is back.
Big Wig Sports
my favorite
is
segment
so
on the show
back.
Is the two of you guys trying to figure all this stuff out.
We're like, all right, this is good. You can see the gears in our heads turning.
I like football season. I don't know why.
Oh my God.
I don't even like watching it, but I like the season.
I love it. It's the beginning of fall. The air is crisp. Crack open a fresh beer and have some buffalo chicken dip.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
I knew she was going there. Maybe we should do like a football Sunday together.
Girl, done and done.
Girl, I'll make you a good buffalo dip.
I want a buffalo dip and I also want a side of your chili.
Oh, my chili.
Yeah.
It's back. You know, I had this whole idea. I'm going to still do it, but there won't be another debate. We got to get into the debate after this break. But I do want to say, I was like, should I have my own debate and go live and make chili tonight on Instagram?
Yes.
Which was a bad idea to be like, is chili a soup or not a soup? Because that is the debate of the century. And you know how I feel. Yes, it is a soup, which is honestly not the popular opinion.
Controversial. Yeah.
Controversial. And then I thought, no one gives a fuck about me making chili tonight. They're watching the real debate. I like went to Whole Foods too, and I was like, should I make a chili tonight? Like, is it time?
Well, you like did the work to make this live happen.
I didn't end up buying the stuff for the chili.
But you were thinking about it.
Because I decided to go with a taco salad instead. So, you know.
Yeah.
You know.
Your choices were made.
Choices were made. I didn't get to make the taco salad yesterday, so it's happening tomorrow. So
why not tonight?
I'm going out tonight.
Oh, guys, she's...
She's got plans.
She has plans, and the taco salad will now be pushed back a day.
Do you do that? It bothers me so much when you go to the supermarket and you're like, I'm going to make this awesome meal tonight. And then, Jared worked really late. I was doing stuff. We were like, it just didn't happen. And I'm like, it's 9:00. I can't start a taco salad right now. You know
thing.
What I mean? Like, I can't chop vegetables and, like, cook onions right now. Like, it's just too much. And so we made like frozen chicken fingers and had like whatever we had left over in our fridge, which is good. Clean up the rest of the stuff. Like, you know,
I had a full on girl dinner as well yesterday. So it was just like a hodgepodge.
It was a hodgepodge girl dinner.
It was a hodgepodge girl dinner. I had like a couple slices of pickles and then I went for like some Yayo frozen yogurt.
Okay.
And then a bowl of Life cereal with a chopped up banana.
Wow.
Tough.
I had that like for breakfast.
Tough. Yeah, normally people do. But I went to the store late and picked up cinnamon Life cereal and I was really completely.
I went through a cinnamon Life phase. Do you go through cereal phases?
I'll have cravings for certain cereals.
Okay.
So they're very like short-lived cereal periods.
Got it.
Like whatever the craving is.
Like I would go through like 6 months, I only eat Reese's peanut butter puffs.
That's insane. like you went, that was your favorite. It's a
well,
half
that's
your
like
face.
My childhood favorite, Reese's right. Peanut Butter Puffs. I mean, that's
you
like,
you can't go wrong.
You cannot. You can't. But, you know, then I started to learn like, oh, these are actually not great for me and full of sugar. And it's like eating, you know, literally yeah. like a bag of sugar every morning.
Exactly.
So I try and take breaks, but like I would go through a phase like that. You it know, is but amazing. Cinnamon Life, fully. Full
Isn't it crazy that they just used to shovel that down our throats as kids? Yeah. That it was just like, morning, get some Reese's Puffs.
Yeah, and look how we turned out. We're pretty good.
Pebbles.
Oh, my God.
Count Chocula and no one else?
Oh, definitely. All that stuff.
Yes.
Count Chocula is back. You know, you can get that at Target right now. Just FYI, they aren't paying me.
Target?
Mm-hmm. They have all of them.
Exclusively at Target.
I think so. They got Booberry. They got Count Chocula. Oh, they got the other one. There was a strawberry one. I forget the name of it. You know, some other spooky one.
Was that Frankenberry?
Frankenberry.
Oh, my God. Right? I forgot
Go
that
off.
One.
Okay,
you got that one. What was the one? Captain Crunch. That
Captain
was.
Crunch.
And they, honestly, they all taste the same, just like yes. a flavoring off.
Mm-hmm.
But like,
it's
low
exactly
key,
the same thing.
All day, it's just sugar that we feed to the youth of America, rotting our brains.
So good though, like
so good.
I was better mentally back then when I ate boxes of Reese's peanut butter.
Yeah, life was simple. You know the movie Forgetting Sarah Marshall when he's just so depressed and he just eats a massive bowl of cereal. That is the most comforting scene because you know how nice that feeling is.
Yeah.
Even though you're sad, you're enjoying that big old fat bowl.
That was you during the debate.
That was me. That was me.
She's like, I pulled out the silver bowl, the mixing bowl. Like,
this is all I need right now. This is fully.
I did see so many people like be like, got my popcorn, candy, ready to debate. And I was like, wait, what did they have for dinner? I'm like scrambling. I'm like, we didn't eat dinner yet. We didn't eat dinner. People are like under a blanket, like ready to watch with their popcorn. I'm like, what?
It also is amazing when I see people like eating dinner at 7:30. I go, wow, you're so together.
Yeah.
I'm scrambling at 9 p.m.
I try so hard to do it before 9. Yeah.
But then but honestly, you're supposed to like not eat, you know, after whatever certain times so your stomach can process and your body is healthy and your gut health. Meanwhile, I'm like eating
I
at
have
9.
Crazy dreams when I eat after 9.
Really?
Crazy dreams. Yeah. I do. Only when I eat late. I remember them. I don't remember them otherwise.
Now that you mention it, I ate late last night and I had a pretty crazy dream and I never remember my dreams.
Take note because it's when you eat late. I don't know. It's just like still in your body, like it like fucks with your brain.
NyQuil after midnight, real trippy.
Wow,
real trippy.
Yeah, that will probably do it.
That'll do it. Yeah, it's the NyQuil. Let's go ham on some purple drink.
Okay, and, let's take a quick break. This is not yet sponsored by Nella, but I'm obsessed.
Soon to be. Ready for action. We're going to debate now.
Are you ready?
Let's debate. I think chili is actually not a soup.
Do you really?
No. I think it's a soup.
Oh, good.
Definitely a soup.
Warms
definitely
my heart.
Soup. It's stuff like, inside water. Yes, it's a soup.
But some people like really feel passionate about being like, no, it's not.
You're crazy. And like, what are you living on? What principles are you standing on, Mom?
How many menus have a soup category, right? And they've got a chicken noodle and a chili listed under there.
Yeah. Well, your favorite is like clam chowder because you're a slimy little fishy bitch.
You wish you had my clam chowder, honey. My clam chowder's gotten me ahead in so many years.
I could literally vomit on this microphone right now.
Go for it. You know how many times I cleaned up her mess as a child?
My nanny did that, but whatever.
I miss being Kristen Court. We need to just go out in public as them a little sometimes.
We always say, no, what is the thing we say we're going to go to?
Every time we do these videos, we have fun doing them.
I know.
We have fun.
I know.
What did we say? We were going to go, where were we going to go?
Oh, no, we were going to dress up as, for Luann's show.
Duh.
Sonia Luann.
Duh.
Yeah.
I think we need to go.
No, that's phenomenal.
You could also do Teresa.
Yes, I could. I think Luann would get a kick out of that.
Right? Do I do Luann going to Luann?
Oh, she would.
Or Bethany.
Eat that up like Bethany would eat some chicken salad. What about chicken salad? I was talking about this with Michelle Collins because we both were like interested in this whole Bethany thing. And I was like, what is it about chicken salad? Like, what are the criteria of food that you need for Bethany to be like, that's what I want to do a series on? Like, what is it?
I think she just like eats it and like the comments like feed into it. Do you know what I mean? Where they're because she's getting sent them. Like, she axed out all of Staten Island and said all of their chicken salad is trash.
The whole borough?
The whole. Oh my God.
She was feel bad. She like took like, there's a video somewhere buried, you know, I'm sure it's from thousands of videos ago. There's a video of her. She literally tried like three different chicken salads and she was like, goodbye. She's like,
she's gonna give him another chance. Staten Island, come out and represent.
So funny. I'm like, well, you know what? Staten Island's not really known for their chicken salad, I would say.
Not really.
They aren't.
Who is, right? A diner in Jersey, maybe? Like, you know, like an old school.
Right. I have no idea where to go to look for a good chicken salad. Whole Foods?
I make a good chicken salad. You know?
You should send Bethany your chicken salad.
Girl, I have tried to connect with her many times. It'll happen at some point. We've
chatted.
Like,
I'm so busy.
We've chatted. You know, I invited her on my show. Yeah. She's performing soon. We got to go see that, too. I got to go see her at Beacon.
Yeah. See, we're really hitting up the venues, huh?
Really hitting
up. What in the name of? Now she's going to be at Beacon?
Yep. What? She's opening for Whitney Cummings. I think I told you that.
You did, but that is wild to me. What? She's like Joe Gorga trying to get on the comedy set. Listen, respect, you know, which means I got to be working harder, actually, now that I'm seeing this.
You better start eating some chicken salad, girl.
Shit.
We have to talk about. So obviously this week, most popular, you know, I love going back on Twitter during the debates. I really miss
it
my
feels
Twitter.
Like old times.
It does feel like old times. It's weird. It like is like I get so excited to follow along on Twitter for events like that, I guess, political events. But the debate happened this week. Mm-hmm. I'd say Kamala ripped Trump into a little baby. Right. She like tore through. And it was so fun. Just her facial expressions, right?
The facial expressions were great because she is all of us during his rants where you don't really know what he's really going through there. So she's like,
there's a lot of, did you just say transgender, illegal aliens in prison are getting a operation, transgender operations? I haven't heard that one yet. Hold on.
There was a lot to unpack there, truly.
I wish I had the improv capacity that he has. Like, sometimes he just says things that I'm like, oh my God, like, could I be that chaotic when I'm in a wig? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh my God, Anna, the improv skills of Trump, his ability to answer a question without answering the question in the slightest is next level.
Like, I would never think of aliens in prison getting operation. Like, what? Yeah. I was like, what? What?
I got the quote right here. She wants to do transgender operations on illegal aliens that are in prison. It's unbelievable.
Be like, yes, I do.
You're actually confused. He confuses everybody else so that he also is confused. And then we're like, wait, did that even make sense? No.
Yeah. I lost count of the rebuttals. Did you? I was like,
oh my God.
Because every time someone said something and they were like, I'd like to, hold on. I have something to say about that. I'll get to your question soon. I got to still talk about this.
Yeah.
I was like, wait, what question are we on? I don't even know.
To wrangle him, I couldn't do it. I could not be one of the correspondents who were asking questions.
Yeah.
They were good.
I thought they did a great job.
They were really good. Yeah.
I would get lost.
I would laugh. I'd be like, hold on. I got to just tweet this out. 1 second.
Yeah.
Give me one second here. Literally. I was having fun on Twitter, though. It was like a high school reunion.
Were you doing live like reactions or just seeing all the memes come back? Yeah, because I would just like look at the memes, check them out.
Yeah.
Just so good.
The memes were funny. I made one on Instagram. I like was just like enjoying it, you know?
Oh, yeah. Do we like how he says they're eating dogs, they're eating cats, they're eating pets?
Yeah, I was like, wait, I've heard of raining cats and dogs, but eating them now.
To me it's funny and it was a sketch. It just was a sketch,
right?
I don't even know. I like how Kamala brought to attention that like other countries look at us and they think it's a joke.
That was a joke, honestly. Politics, if someone in another country turned that on and they were like, what the fuck is happening?
Like, Americans just must have so much fun over there just bopping around having fake presidential debates. Unbelievable.
I'll go on a limb. I think she did the best job against Trump than anybody's done, in my opinion.
Yeah, I think she stated a lot of facts.
I thought she was great.
It was the first time he seemed intimidated, too.
Yeah, and like flustered a little bit.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Frustrated. Yeah. He was like, wait, you know, she's not saying all these things. And it's like, no, she's just pointing out shit that has happened, you know?
Yeah.
And she kept having to be like, you're debating me. Right. I'm running for president.
Yes.
Right. I am not Joe Biden.
Right.
I'm not like a substitute teacher that like got into the car today. Like, you know, she has a career. She is her own person. That was very interesting to me because I was like, how demeaning must it feel to be in that, you know, like.
I was thinking that the whole time. I'm like, what is she thinking right now that she has to even debate this man?
Right.
Like that would be crazy. I'd be like, I've come this far to have to debate Donald Trump.
Crazy.
Crazy.
Wild.
She also, I think she's the first candidate since the first debate with Hillary who shook his hand.
Yeah.
Wow.
Came that was such a move because she came out great. And he went right first. To the podium and she went over to his podium. Yeah.
She said, hi, I'm Kamala. Let's have a good debate. I love it. I really like.
We rewound that because Jared was like, did she introduce herself?
Yes. It's awesome. I thought,
who's classy?
I cannot imagine. Like I just couldn't imagine coming out of that being like, wow, she like A+.
Yeah.
Like crushed it in a way where I was gonna vote for her no matter what. Didn't really matter. Yeah. But leaving that debate, I was just like, holy shit. Like she did a great job. Thought of the unbeatable Trump in debates. And she just felt like she was in control the whole time.
You know who else felt that way?
Who?
Taylor Swift.
Yes. Oh yeah.
Oh, yeah, I was like, baby. What a great segue. Mike just let us in. Moments where we're coming off this debate high, right? The popcorn bowl has been finished. Mm-hmm. And you sign on Instagram and we got boom, 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 Taylor Swift with an essay endorsing Kamala.
And this is a choice because a lot of people have already, they want people as big as Taylor Swift and like these huge stars to state their political stance. And you don't have to. You're an actress, you're a singer, you're a performer. That should be kind of private, but this was a choice on her part. And I thought it was a really big choice because you know how billions of people that follow her and support her and will literally do anything that she does.
Anything.
So.
Well, apparently when she like mentioned in the 2020 election to register to vote, within like seconds, like when she like linked it or something, like 45,000 people like signed up right away. Like, you know what I mean? She has that kind of power and it's nice to see her use it, I think, in this situation.
I appreciate it.
I was obsessed with her fucking...
The sign off?
XOXO cat lady. Yeah. What is it? Childless cat lady.
Childless cat lady.
It made me want to go out and get a cat. I was like, I'm influenced. Are you kidding me? Yeah. Not only am I going to vote, I'm going to not have children and go get cats.
She made sure you knew who it was from.
It was funny.
I called her single cat lady and I was like, no.
Childless. She ain't single. You saw her at that USO.
She ain't single. Is the contract real or fake? The contract that came out, supposed contract between her and Travis.
What contract?
I feel very uneducated now. Yeah, the PR stunt, the PR contract that came out that is all, it's a fake relationship and the contract is up now so they no longer have to be together.
I don't know.
I think it was a stunt.
You know, they were singing and dancing and wearing Gucci together at the US Open. I felt like, wow, they must barely be in love. I don't know.
I don't care so much. Like, oh, me neither. I just think it's cute. I go, oh, look at them being happy.
Exactly. But so many people are like, oh my God, she looked away from him, like in this photo, like they're broken up. You know, like people analyze it so hard.
To the point where you could argue either way too. Like, I don't even know what people are looking for.
Like, I love how J-Lo's been handling this.
Like, oh my God.
Looking hotter than ever.
Girl. Right?
I said the other day, she is influencing me to get divorced. Like, she looks unfucking real. You know, I guess you have to get married to get divorced. But like, and then did you see the photos of her holding hands with Matt Damon?
I did. They looked like they were having a very intimate conversation.
At Toronto International Film Festival. Yeah. Tiff.
Way to be so sneaky sketchy to go after one of your ex's now best friends.
I don't
friends.
Think she's no, going after no him. Chance. They were holding hands, right?
I'm saying like to go after him to like get a picture taken, to get a conversation, to make it look like you're... You know, buddy,
to me,
buddy
it seemed
guy's
like
friend.
It seemed like, you know, he sucks, right? Like, you're still my friend. We're still friends. And
you're
like, he sucks.
Me,
like,
right?
Hold my hand right now. OK, this happened, 20 years ago.
Yeah.
And we've been friends.
Yeah.
And this happened again. And guess what? Matt, you and I are going to be friends. And she was like holding his hand. I was like, she's still a human. That's probably the conversation.
I know. I love
And headlines
to know.
Were like,
what is she doing, like, romantically touching, like, Matt Damon? You know, he's like a dad and has a wife and kids. Like, come on.
Matt Damon ain't doing that. Please.
No, he's trying to be, you know, I think a peacemaker for all, right?
Being exactly. A good guy.
He's a good guy.
He's a good guy. He can love his best friend and he can say to J-Lo, hey, I'm still here for you too. I get it. It didn't work out again. Like,
she's like, I'm still Jenny from the block. You know what I'm saying, Matt? And he's like, yeah, I do.
She's like, look at this. Look at this fucking manicure. Look at my hands. I do.
J-Lo has a liquor line and there's two other people that have liquor lines that I need your opinion on.
Okay. I think we should have a liquor line.
And I've said this since day one.
This should be our goal of this coming. I call September like this year. I know the year is almost ending, but like.
You're a student at heart.
Forever. You know? Forever. September is the new year. Forever.
I mean, you're always a student at
heart. I keep being like, this is the year. And Jared's like, we're in like the end of the year. I'm like, we're not.
Mid-year.
No, we're not. This is the start of my year. I don't care what number it is.
September starts. September is the year. Like fresh start.
We're going to make plans to get a drink line. Okay.
I have so many thoughts because I.
Tell me these other companies that you.
Oh, yeah. Well, Beyonce launching a whiskey line.
Saw that. Hot bottle. Sexy bottle.
Very sexy. And you know what? It goes along with the whole Cowboy Carter, the Southern vibe of it all. Yeah. Western whiskey. You know what I'm saying?
Right. We need a boot. We need a cigarette. We need a whiskey. We need a fucking hat. We need, you know.
Exactly.
We are Brokeback Mountain, baby.
Brokeback. She would be like, what? But it's a whiskey named after her grandfather, who apparently was a moonshiner. Isn't that cute? Isn't that cool?
That's nice.
Like, you're like, oh, yeah, my grandma, just casually was a moonshiner.
Seem to be a whiskey drinker to me.
That's also an interesting take.
Yeah. Because I feel like if we were to come out with something, right?
Right.
Hypothetical. Like, I would want it to be something I could make one of my favorite cocktails with.
Totally.
You know what I mean? Or a mixed version of that cocktail or something. Like, I think it makes sense, like, you know, I'll say Bethany Frankel, and she has a wine company, or Skinny Girl Margaritas, like something she would go out and order, you know, or it like Cameron Diaz has a wine company like that. She probably drinks a lot of wine and like enjoy, you know, Pink has a very successful wine company.
Sense.
Like, yeah, but I don't know. Maybe Beyonce is a whiskey drinker. It's not like we were like sitting there.
You can be a late in life whiskey drinker.
I am.
Yeah. See, what you can use it in certain cocktails, like mix into a different thing.
I love an old fashioned.
So that's what I'm saying.
I love an old fashioned, but I'm not like a whiskey drinker where it's like, I want to go and sip on a whiskey on the rocks. You know, it needs to be in a cocktail.
Mike, you're a whiskey on the rocks type of guy?
Yeah. I mean, I drink martinis, vodka, and I drink, like whiskey, scotch, bourbon.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bourbon usually.
Yep.
I got into it in the pandemic, probably out of boredom. I was like, what is this liquor? Let me try whiskey. And I was like,
the taste for me is like people with tequila. Like for me, it just doesn't vibe with my taste buds.
Do you like an old fashioned could you do or a Manhattan?
Mixed in with other things.
Yeah.
Love it. I love it as a mixed cocktail, but just to sip it, it's tough for me.
Yeah. Same. It doesn't go down as smooth. Tequila, I could sip.
Yeah.
Or, you know,
like a nice tequila. Oh, I'm sipping.
I can't sip vodka, really. Ew.
I don't enjoy it as much. No,
nobody should.
Nobody's sipping, slowly sipping on vodka.
I can't imagine. Vodka without, 2 liters of olive juice tastes like rubbing alcohol.
You know? Actually, yeah.
Yeah, I guess so.
It's called Sir Davis Whiskey, and that is the name of her grandfather, Davis Hogue.
Got it.
There you go. And then Jason Momoa also has a vodka that's coming out. It's a collab with somebody. And this one,
With a vodka. See,
not something I would expect.
You'd think they'd be flipped.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Maybe that's sexist of us or something, but like, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe Jay loves whiskey and she's like, baby, I gotta.
But I would
For you.
Mm-hmm. I'll defend that it's not sexist because I think Momoa is the type of guy, his look at least. There is like a whiskey drinker. Like there's a type of guy that loves to go to like a whiskey tasting.
Oh, absolutely.
And have like three of them or whatever, just like enough that you can just like try it. And I would be it's Momoa strikes me as the type of guy that's like, it's just all about, you know, like the cedar and the barrel and like all that, like telling you about the whiskey and stuff.
Totally.
I could totally see that.
Yeah.
You know,
I guess for vodka, I'm like, who is he? P. Diddy? Like he's not making Ciroc over here. Like,
totally.
He's not, I don't know. He doesn't seem like a vodka person.
He's very excited about his vodka. It's called, Meili Vodka.
What's that named after?
Meili. Well, he's got a whole written up. Look how nice and artistic. Meili represents the adventurer's heart, the purity of discovery, and the spirit of exploration.
Every ingredient is purveyed the utmost quality and character in mind, handcrafted by friends, intent to be shared, inspired by the journey. Where will Melly take you?
Yeah, wow. That sounds like a whiskey.
Doesn't it?
Doesn't it?
Instead,
it will take me
forged through friendship.
Okay.
Yeah. They've always shared an obsession with the process and the craft. So the vodka craft?
Got it.
Mix the distilling of the vodka?
I guess so. That seems less fun for me.
Yeah.
7 years
aging
ago.
Aging in a barrel seems more fun, honestly.
Seems like, awesome.
Yeah.
It's like wine. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Wine. Yeah. Totally.
I would do a wine.
You want to do a wine?
I could see myself doing a wine. I mean, I always dreamed about doing mezcal because I visited like a mezcal where they grow it. I've seen the process. My family drinks it.
I say mezcal because I'm, you know, me.
Right. Mezcal. But mezcal. Yeah.
But I love it. It's my favorite. Yeah. I drink mezcal Negronis. That's my cocktail when I go out.
That is a game changer.
My favorite drink. Maybe there's something cooking here.
What if we did like a flavored, because you know they have a bunch of flavored options for all different types of alcohol. Maybe it's a flavored mezcal.
Mmm.
We could be onto something.
Guys, we're going to just workshop this off air because I don't want to bore you with any of this. We got to talk Dancing with the Stars. You know, we're back. You know that this became my obsession. This and Masked Singer were my favorite shows in the pandemic. And we got Dancing with the Stars. A lot of lashback on the Anna Delvey of it all.
The Anna Delvey. Was it the ankle bracelet that threw you off?
She is bedazzling it. So it's very Dancing with the Stars ready. But here's the thing. So she's on Dancing with the Stars. She's partnered with my friend, Ezra. He got promoted to main dancer. And that's his first ever, like, partner, which is so...
Interesting choice to be the first one.
Like, it's so funny. And I've seen a lot of posts because we follow, you know, like, I follow mm-hmm. him and stuff. And I've seen... And then, you know, Dancing with the Stars, I follow and whatever. Have you read the comments, though? People are... livid over this.
That she's getting press and they're kind of...
They're mad because they were like, she didn't do a good thing. She's not a celebrity. They were like, the show was good. Hire the actress who played her. Like, a lot of people are like, but she was the one this was about. Like,
once again, goes back to her PR team.
PR, honey. P freaking R.
It does shock me. You know, she's an artist, right? Is that technically her...
Now, I guess, you know, artistic. But she goes by fake heiress, I believe.
Fake heiress.
No, like she literally like leans into it a little bit.
I love the leaning in, but I don't think we should really be giving her a platform as big as Dancing with the Stars.
Here's the thing. It's weird with the ankle bracelet. Like, I think of Dancing with the Stars as a family show, right?
Right.
Disney Plus.
Right.
There are young dancers who watch this show with their parents who are like fucking 10 years old, 9 years old. And like, what do you say? When you're like, what's on her ankle? Like, and they've brought it up in interviews, like on red carpets and shit that they've done for the show, which I find like I'm all for in terms of like comedy and like laughing and the entertainment and the drama of it all. I'm all for it. But I do see the other side where I'm like, yeah, this is probably wrong to put her on the show.
I had an ankle bracelet. You guys know I'm Teresa. I would have said no to the show like during that time. I was
right. You do it the next season.
Exactly. Like, come on. That's not good for the kids to see.
Right?
No, I agree with you.
It's a little weird.
It's a little off, but she seems very excited about it. She's posing with it. She even like puts her leg out just like that. Oh, the water's dropping.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Like not with the thing on.
Yeah. In the pictures, Pommel Horse guy is on there. I'm excited to see him. I think he's going to be really, I don't know if he has the moves, but I think he's got the athletic build and qualities of
he'll
him.
He's going to rock it out. I don't think Anna Delvey has the moves. I don't know that she's going to like go far.
I think her body will be, and this is coming from somebody who's never had training in dancing at all.
You think she'll do well?
No. I mean, I have no idea. I don't know. It's always hard. Like dancing, that's the point of dancing. People make it look so simple.
Yeah.
It's actually so hard.
So hard. And they train nonstop. Yeah. I was looking at who else is on it. Joey, we've got on from The Bachelor, our former Bachelor. I love Joey. I'm excited for Joey. I hope Joey goes far. Phaedra Parks is on.
Excited for this.
She's going to be great. She looks great in the outfit already. Look at her. I mean, like she looks.
She's going to bring it.
She was meant to be on that. Wait, this is another highlight for me. Oh, Alona Mar.
I'm so excited for this.
Did I say her last name right?
I've been calling her
Alona Mar right?
Yeah, I don't know how to say her last name.
I'm excited. Mar. She has such a fun personality. She's going to be so fun on this show.
The best. Her content is so next level. I need to be on her level.
This was the funny. Yeah, Anna Delvey with the ankle bracelet. This was, oh, Eric Roberts is on. Brooks Nader. Oh, Reginald Bell Johnson. For all the Family Matters fans out there.
Oh, yeah. Legend.
The dad from Family Matters. That was amazing. Carl, what is his name? Carl Winslow. Yep. Carl Winslow is on Dancing with the Stars.
You gotta have that. That's gonna be
what
good.
A throwback. You got Tori Spelling. I mean, come on. The hits get even better. Wait, this is the best ever. So I know Dre is traditionally not a Bachelorette fan.
Right.
You don't watch Bachelor, Bachelorette.
I don't. Ain't a fan.
You know, there's like the Bravo and the Bachelor world. And
it's
like
so true.
It's very rare that they, you know, like it's good that we both dabble in, you know, the other worlds.
No, because I need to get the tea from this. There are some standout stars like the girl that dressed in the dolphin, Alexis.
Yeah.
See, I love that shit.
Yeah.
I love the people that stand out because it's so hard to stand out in those series with so many other people. Yeah. And you're competing for one person. It's hard. So.
And then they suck when they get to the end. So last week, I almost forgot about this. We had the Bachelorette finale.
Mm-hmm.
It was beyond dramatic. Like it was like you were laughing out loud. It was like that hard to watch. Like it was just like, and so Jen was the Bachelorette. I'm going to say this, Jen, it was a boring season. I fell off. I didn't really watch many. She just didn't bring it. You know what I mean?
Right.
And like, and then everyone was like, well, it was supposed to be Maria. Maria opted out, whatever. So apparently she picked the two bad guys, like in the end. Okay. Like one of them had like all these allegations against him that like came out online. And the other one was like another, like a player. Like they were both like the bad guys. And everyone was like, she picked the two fucking like bad boys, you know, like that.
Hate to see it.
She's bringing, you know, she hasn't learned anything. None of these, like whatever. And so in the finale, they never do this, but I have a point because she's actually on Dancing with the Stars. She was a late casting because you can tell. Look at this. You can tell because her photo
didn't even do the photo shoot.
They cast her because this was such a bad finale, like sad for her finale.
Yeah.
So like she gets on stage and they do this like live show while the finale, like they cut back and forth between the live airing of like, you know, them on the show and then to the actual finale where they get engaged or whatever. And they've never done this in the history of me watching where she gets on the show and starts sobbing. And he was like, and she was like, when we got off the show, he just like acted like he didn't like me anymore. Like he was just like, I don't want to be a part of this. Like this was kind of just like for the show, like blah, blah, blah. Like just completely did a 180, you know, and like blindsided her.
Yeah.
And so they're saying all this and I'm like, what's going to happen? We still have like another hour left of this show. And then Jesse is like, well, let's bring him out. And they like sit there and she's like fighting with him. And then they're like, all right, guys. So I think because they have to, they're like, so we're going to watch the end, the finale where they have this beautiful, nice engagement.
You already know the ending.
Some fucking tropical island. Yeah. And you're like, but we already all knew the ending. And so they just kept like in the corner of the screen. They keep her watching it, sobbing, like watching.
Oh my God.
For a good hour. And then always like afterwards, always like the Bachelorette goes on Jimmy Kimmel. And like there's a whole routine. Good Morning America. None of that happened. Because it was just like, okay, bye. We don't like each other. No one likes, like everyone
it settled.
Was,
yeah.
No one had a relationship. It was all like sad and weird. And then that night or like that next day, they were like, and Jen is on Dancing with the Stars.
Do they always have an extra spot for somebody or they were just, let's bring her on?
It was such a weird, like, trajectory. I mean, it makes sense. They always put, like, the ABC loves to put, like, Bachelor, Bachelorettes on. But it was such a late, like, cast. Addition. Like, she didn't even get the photo.
Tough. I mean, but good for her. She's staying relevant. She's staying on the scene.
You should just watch that finale. It was great television. It was just, like,
I love watching the reactions, though, from the people as they watch it back.
Beyond. Yeah. She was just sobbing. I was like, this is torture. Why did they? But ABC was like, I guess we have to show it still, even though you guys clearly, you want to say this before we show it?
Right.
She was like, yup.
Ooh. Okay, I would watch that. I would tune in for that. That's good TV.
It was funny.
That was good TV.
Anywho, glad I got that. Oh, speaking of other competition shows, Snoop Dogg is on The Voice. Hello.
Snoop Dogg is somebody that just, it's wins on wins.
I love Snoop. I love The Voice. Snoop. I can't wait. I'm so excited for this.
Who are the judges on right now?
I think it's Snoop, Reba.
Bless you.
They
switch them out a lot.
Bublé.
They do. Michael Bublé.
Gwen Stefani.
And Gwen.
Gwen, another one that I love.
Great.
So Snoop, he's a different type of style. So I think that's great. I think they have a very diverse.
You mean not a singer?
Correct. I think he's got a diverse background. I like it. I like him on the show. He's also so freaking funny.
Honestly, if on that show, I don't know. I feel like I'd be like, I pick Snoop. I feel like he'll take care of me.
Like, 100%. He's just like, you know, exactly. You
right?
Know
he's, chairs oh my God, turn yeah. around. Who are you picking? Snoop?
It's going to be tough between Gwen or Snoop.
Gwen. Gwen is good,
just
too.
Just because the girl, you know, she's yeah. my girl.
I do love Reba. Don't get me wrong. I love Reba.
Reba big also time. Is going to have your back, too. That's tough. And now we're just shitting on Bublé because now we're not
choosing
Bublé.
I don't really know Michael Bublé.
Yeah, I don't know him like that either. Well.
Honestly, if I'm like going out there and I'm like, I want to have a holiday album, I'll pick Bublé. You yeah. know what I mean? If I'm like, yo, make this Christmas thing happen for me.
Exactly.
I feel like he'd be good
at an album, you know?
You gotta have, you know where you're going.
That's so true. Snoop is gonna be great. Next thing we're gonna know, Martha's gonna be on the show as a coach.
Oh, God, that would be
now,
so
what
fun.
What I wanna see is a baritone. I think it's gonna be very sexy. How funny is that?
I'm just doing your friend Tom Hearn's impression of Martha. We love Tom Hearn.
I love Martha so much. She just gets hotter with age.
Love her. I recently had the pleasure of having lunch with her makeup artist.
Oh, yeah.
And phenomenal. But she also says that Martha does really truly have great skin. And sometimes you can't control the editing. Like there was a magazine that went out and they weren't favorable on the editing. They're like, they added certain lines.
Weird.
Which is crazy to me. And they're already like, she's already in an older age bracket. Like no need to add anything.
No.
Don't even like, just airbrush just a little bit. But it's crazy what the editors will do on certain publications. You have no control over it.
Yeah.
I'd be pissed.
Yeah.
Wild to me.
All right, we have something really important we have to talk about. Did you finish Chimp Crazy?
I did not finish Chimp Crazy. I started watching the Mormon Wives
show. I want to watch that too, but I couldn't fit it all in with like you know debates of it all.
There's a lot. See, I reached the end of the Chimp and then they weren't showing another episode, so I didn't. And then I stopped, forgot to pick it back up. I am so happy.
What episode are you on? Do you have one more? You just have the last one?
Yes. What is it? The second one, they had already introduced Tanya.
Yeah.
And then, well, she was kind of in the beginning, but maybe I only watched episode one. There's three episodes, right?
Four.
There's four.
I thought there were only three. And then HBO the other night airs the fourth. And I was like, oh my God. And then Jared looked it up. He's like, this is the last one. And it's very like, you can tell it's the last one.
Yeah, but yeah. They closed it up. But also people were kind of left shocked. There was no resolution. Like, does Tanya go to jail? What happens, right?
I don't want to spoil it because you haven't seen it. But my friend told me about it like weeks ago and I had seen a TikTok about it or whatever, like, because it's been out since like mid-August. I think it's now like people are now watching it because it was weekly the way HBO put it out.
They've been
so
doing
now that
recently.
All four are out, you know, you can binge it all. Like, because I think a lot of people don't like that anymore.
I don't. I get so pissed. Like, Tell Me Lies on Hulu right now. They're doing the weekly thing.
I've never seen it. Is it good?
It's good, but it's also, it brings you back to your college days and it's in a really small college setting and it's, but it reminds you of the most fuckboys of all time.
Ugh.
So it's cringy to watch, but they make it hot. And yeah, second season is, yeah.
Okay.
But they're doing it piecemeal, which sucks because I'm like, what the, I want to watch it all together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like it, but I'm also like, I don't know.
It makes you wait. Now I can't binge. I can't be a binger on the couch. Just
I don't binge usually, but I just like knowing I could watch it when I want to watch it.
Yes.
Right? Nice. No, I don't have to wait for someone else's time. Yeah.
Yeah.
So they put out, I guess, it's been a month and they put out all of Chimp Crazy. Mm-hmm. My friend, he is a documentary. He produces a lot of docs and he wrote me about it like weeks ago. I'm seeing him tonight and he doesn't even have, you'll love it. He doesn't have social media. Like he like doesn't have Instagram anymore or whatever. One of those. And he sent me and he was like, you got to do this woman. And I was like, who? He's like, and he only knows because he's like, my coworker sent me your Steve. Like, he like knows that I do. We're good friends, but like, I don't like send him my video. He's, you know, you know, those people who don't have social media and they're like, send me when you do something. And you're like, no, join fucking Instagram already.
Yeah, get on there. How can they even watch it?
Get on TikTok.
Right.
I'll send a TikTok. He'll be like, oh, I can't even watch this. Like, I'll send him some other TikTok.
Yeah.
And he's like, I can't watch it. I don't have an account. I'm like, sign in on my, I don't know, like, whatever. Anyway. He told me about it. I was like, oh, I've seen something about this on TikTok. And then, like, I sent him screenshots the other day because I was like, I did it. And he was like, oh, my God. He's like, and you have to do this and this. And I was like, are you going to direct me? Are we going to go shoot this week? Like, hello?
Come on board. You're hired. Yeah.
But she is a character beyond.
I absolutely. If you do characters, you do impressions, then immediately your mind is rolling with things. The lashes,
The whole
the hair, the tan, whole thing. The lips with the white on the lips, yeah. Making them bigger.
Yeah. Well, that was numbing cream for her filler.
To get the lips.
To get filler. Yeah.
I died.
I was like, that I've actually, I'm You're aware like, of.
I know. No.
Anyway, I did a video as her. A lot of people are doing her, but it was very silly.
Was it fun?
It was fun. You know, she's a wackadoo. It's fun.
She really is. These, it's crazy.
They all are in the show because they focus on other people too. And yeah. You're just like,
these people. And where do they live? And what do they, and now you know what they do. Because I'm always like, what do they do? They're raising these animals and they're in their brains. They think it's good.
Yeah.
They've almost brainwashed themselves.
It's weird because it's like if you watch Tiger King, it's the same director as Tiger King, mm-hmm. right? So like, yeah. He really, Carol Baskin was another character, Dancing with the Stars, yeah. Hello, remember?
Oh and my
like,
God, yes.
Those cats, like the way she treated the cats, these women in this show,
right.
It's all women too, who no men collect the chimps, which is also very interesting that
yeah.
These women, they're like married to men and they're like, I'd rather be with my chimps.
Yeah, seriously.
It's weird, but like the way that they connect with them, like, and would rather be with them, the animals, than any other fucking like human being.
Yeah.
Like halfway through, I think we find out Tanya has a son and I'm like, she has kids.
Right. Which I kept on thinking that the whole time I was watching her. I was just like, why doesn't she just do this with her own natural born children? But she didn't feel the connection with them.
There's another woman on it.
Oh God.
Who's good. I'm not spoiling anything because it's like a smaller bit, but they focus on other chimp stories or whatever, and her chimp dies and she has like a full-on like funeral, like the town gets together and you're just like, they're all in black and they're mourning, and I'm like, oh my God. And
mourning
like
the chimp,
some of these chimps are like the stars of their town.
Yeah,
it's crazy. And Alan Cumming is a huge part of this documentary, which I love, but I was also like,
yeah, that was
because Alan Cumming did, I forget what movie it was, something with Tonka.
Yeah. And he actually went, it affected him so much. I had no idea.
The photos and the like footage they have of Alan Cumming on set with the chimps is like wild and
crazy.
And the fact that he's like, he's in every episode, like he's like a huge part of the doc.
They probably came to him and he probably jumped on this opportunity. He's like, finally, we can highlight that this is such a wrong thing.
It's really sad. It's so weird. But I also get it. I'm like, I would rather hang out with my poodles all day long than.
I do get the connection. And also, apes must have this crazy. I mean, they're prehistoric.
They're primates, right? Aren't we? Yeah. Like,
yes.
Like they're
look.
It's so weird to see.
Yes.
It's weird that like the way they show them though is like they get up, they go and have breakfast.
Yeah.
They're just like us.
They can talk. It's crazy how they understand them.
Yeah.
And they like to perform. It is crazy. She was like, what else are they going to do? They like to perform for us. It's like, no, do they? Or would they rather just be in the wild eating a banana?
They like getting on set in Hollywood.
Yeah. What? But it is so crazy how they're performers.
It's so crazy. It's so crazy how it's people can still get primates. Like you
really?
Can, yeah. There's no law against it. I've done a lot of research, but like, no,
do you want to get a primate?
Honestly, no, but Jared does. His Instagram feed, like his, you know, algorithm, when you see someone else's algorithm, he has tons of baby monkeys. Like he loves them. He's always, and in the, we're watching
this
doc.
He's going to surprise you one day with a baby monkey.
Look how cute. A baby monkey. I mean, like, I don't think I think I'm probably allergic to baby monkeys. I'm allergic to like all animals that shed or whatever, but like, they are cute. They're like, you're like, how do you take care of this? This is like a baby.
They wear diapers.
Yeah.
Like the way they showed them on that show. I mean, it was just
they hold
insane.
Bottles. They can like, they have like full
hands
motion.
It's crazy. That's why these women are, they get so attached to them because they become their, like their children. So we have a special surprise. It's an exclusive interview with Tanya, and someone else who loves pink is going to interview her. I think it's going to be really,
animals.
Really great. And she's also an animal lover. She's pro animals. She is pro animal safety. So this should be interesting.
Really good.
And we'll be right back. Today, I'm so excited because we're interviewing the iconic Tanya. She's from the whole like Netflix doc.
It's HBO.
Oh, it's HBO. That's hot. I can't. I watch all of them. The Chimp Crazy.
This is great. You know, they said you want to get interviewed. And I said, yeah. Diane Sawyer. And they said, she's off the clock. And I said, Paris Hilton. And they said, no problem.
I love Diane. My mom's friends with her. But yeah, I wanted to interview you because you love pink.
Mind if I drink Coca-Cola on this?
Yeah, just don't do it on the mic. That makes your teeth rotten.
I love pink.
Yeah, so I wanted to interview you because I just love, you know, being fresh and like keeping up. So like you love apes.
I love chimps. I love primates. I love monkeys. I love all of the apes. Yes, I do. Do you have any?
Yeah, I love animals. I love saving them. I rescue a lot of puppies, chihuahuas.
I love that. Those are like little baby monkeys.
Kind of, yeah. They both poop. Yeah, my first one was called Tinkerbell, so.
That's like my Tonka. Tinker, Tonka.
Oh, is that the name of your animal?
My animal's name is Tonka, yeah. I think of him more as my lover and my son, and then more than my animal.
As long as you're showing them love.
I show them lots of love. You know, a lot of people think I lock them in the basement. No, I do not, okay?
Yeah, that's bad.
No, they got a good life, you know? I'm buying an island. Have you bought an island?
Yeah, I have three.
You have three islands? This is great because I got to talk to you about this because I'm trying to buy an island, you know?
Where?
I don't know, like somewhere in the water.
Yeah, that's where islands are.
It's like, if I could buy an island, I could put all my chimps on the island, right? And nobody can get to us because they got to get a boat to get there.
So it would be like a chimpanzee island.
I guess. And we're going to call it Tonka's Playground.
So when did you know that you loved chimps?
You know, when I was a little girl, I went and I went into the jungle one day.
Slipping.
And I saw the monkeys and I thought, I just felt, you know, when you feel a connection. I was just like connected to them. And I was like, okay, well, I guess I gotta get one of these because they are like me, you know, we're like them.
Yeah.
They're a lot like humans. Really.
They kind of look like us. Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah. You and I kind of look alike, you know? We got like blonde hair, like skinny bodies.
We look alike. Oh my God, she thinks we look alike. We're both blonde.
That's you can edit. Can you edit on this thing?
Why do you want to edit?
I just, you know, in case I say something, you know, I'm on HBO now. Like everyone thinks I'm like a big celebrity. It's like a lot.
You're a star. How are you handling all of the press?
Good. I joined Cameo.
Oh my God.
Are you on that app?
Yeah.
People pay you to talk to them.
That's crazy.
They were like, get Tonka on Cameo. Tonka was a movie star. You know, he don't need Cameo.
Yeah.
Have you seen Tonka movies?
No.
My Tonka, he was in a movie. He was in like all the movies. Whenever you saw a movie with a primate.
Yeah.
Tonka.
That was Tonka.
Mm-hmm.
When did you meet Tonka?
I met Tonka when he was a baby. You know, I found him on a tree.
Oh my God.
And I took him in and I raised him. I actually thought, a lot of people are a little confused, but I actually believe I birthed Tonka through my own vagina lips, you know?
Oh my God. Birthing is so scary.
I know.
Surrogate.
Do you have kids?
Yeah, I have two babies, but I had surrogate.
Smart. Yeah, I got kids too, but I forgot about them, you know, because I had my primates. They were my real kids.
Yeah, they were babies.
Yeah. Like, do your dogs ever, like, take over your heart, you know, for instead of your kids?
Yeah, they used to, but now I have babies, so it's different.
Do you keep them in a cage?
No.
Oh. Oh, okay.
Yeah, you probably shouldn't do that. It's not nice.
No, Tonka could go in any room of the house. You know, sometimes he goes in my closet, you know, he puts on my clothes. Like, he has so much fun, you know, he's just, like, playing like a normal kid.
Yeah, that's crazy. I saw that you love McDonald's.
Oh, my God. We love McDonald's. You like McDonald's?
Yeah, I love McDonald's.
What's your McDonald's order?
I'm pretty basic. Just fries, single cheeseburger.
Single cheeseburger?
Yeah. And some nuggets.
Tonka eats 17 cheeseburgers in one sitting.
Oh, my God. That's so
hot. He's a big boy. I just drink Diet Coke and do a little bit of pills, you know?
You don't like McDonald's?
You know, I'll eat the leftovers, but there ain't much. Oh, I don't eat the paper, though. Sometimes the chimps eat the paper, too. That's like a lot, you know? I'm like, don't eat the paper. And they're like, too light.
Oh, my God. That's wild.
Really wild. Yeah, well, they're from the wild, so.
So what are you going to do now? Like, what's your next steps?
Well, it's crazy. You know, everyone was like Dancing with the Stars, right? But, like,
oh my God.
I'm not on. they didn't get me on this season. So
maybe
I'm
next.
Yeah, maybe next. I don't know. I'm a, you know, I'll get on something, you know, like, I don't know what other shows.
The Bachelor.
I could get on The Bachelor. I could get rid of my husband. You know.
Oh my God, you're married.
I'm married. I forgot that. I forgot because my husband, he's like on the totem pole. It's like Tonka, and then it's like, you know, all my other animals, and then it's like my husband. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah. You married?
Yeah.
You like him?
Yeah, he's the best. He's like my little prince. I love him.
I bet you got, if you had a chimpanzee, you'd like him more.
Probably not. Do you like plastic surgery?
Plastic surgery. You know, a lot of people think I had some because I'm so beautiful. But I was like, no, I didn't have any plastic surgery.
You've never had any?
I spend all my money on my chimps. I really do. I mean, I get my lips filled, you know?
Yeah.
I had Botox in my cheeks and I got my breasts done a couple years ago. But other than that, I don't really have any plastic surgery.
You haven't done anything.
You're so natural. You're so natural. What you doing?
I just do gua sha, a lot of vitamin C serum, and some red light therapy.
Red light therapy?
Yeah, you should try it.
What is that?
It's just
like a tanning bed?
Yeah, like with red light. It's like helps the skin. It's hot.
I love helping my skin. You know, my skin is naturally tan.
Yeah, you look really tan.
I'm always tan. You know, I like to like sit out in the sun.
Uh-huh.
A lot of people say it's dangerous, and I say, you know what? God didn't put it there for no reason. Okay.
Yeah, your skin looks kind of leathery.
Thank you.
That's nice.
I love leather bags.
Do you like music?
I do like music. You know, I like some music. Do you like music?
Yeah, I love music. I'm a DJ.
Oh, well, you're a DJ. I knew you from Simple Life. I knew you had like rich parents, you know, and you had like the hotels. Like I stayed at a Hilton once, you know, with Tonka.
Do you
Tonka and I stayed at the Hilton Charlotte. You ever been there?
I won't tell on you. Yeah, I've been to all the Hiltons.
The Charlotte Hilton, real nice.
You get a bathrobe?
Yeah, I got the bathrobe. Nice. Tonka got a bathrobe. We had to put three on him to fit his body, but it worked.
Did you do room service or continental breakfast?
Oh, I did all of it. You know, because when you go smuggle a chimpanzee into a Hilton hotel, you got to get room service.
Okay, don't tell anybody that. Shh, I won't tell anybody.
You know, I feel like it's fine. It's fine.
Yeah.
You got an animal in here? What is happening right now? I feel like it's fine.
So you don't think you've done anything wrong with the animals?
I do anything wrong. I raised that baby like my own.
You're getting really excited. It's like kind of scaring me.
Here's the thing. You know, I did this documentary and it was a piece of shit documentary. I don't know if you see the documentary.
It's
so stupid. And they got, you know, it's all like, oh, Hollywood this, Hollywood that. And I raise these babies like my own, just like all the other chimp owners and that. You know, they are my blood. Like I told you, I birthed Tonka, okay? And Tonka, no one can take Tonka away from me. You know, he's always here.
Yeah.
In my baby.
Yeah. It seemed like you weren't giving them exercise or like taking them out of the cages.
No, they do spins in their homes. Yeah, they do lots of exercising, you know. Yeah. And he came upstairs once. He walked around the yard, you know. I got a whole farm.
You have a farm?
I got a farm. I got goats.
Where?
I got Missouri.
Missouri.
Yeah. Where are your islands? Would you sell me an island?
Probably not.
I'll pay you $33,000.
Okay, and maybe a down payment. That's hot.
That's hot. I love when you say that. That's hot. I always try to do that. And now I was like, Tonka, how do I look? And he'd be like, and I was like, that's hot.
Start saying that. What about sliving? You like sliving?
Sliving?
Sliving. Means like slang and living.
Slaying and living.
Sliving.
I like that one. I like that. Yeah. Sliving.
Yeah, that's a good one. I think Tonka is sliving.
I could rock that. You know who can't rock sliving? All those dorks at PETA. Huh?
I'm
freaking losers over there.
No, trying I'm to not loser. PETAs are my friends.
You're friends with PETA?
Yeah.
Oh, no. I can't stand those people. They think I'm evil. They think I'm like the Wicked Witch of the West, you know?
Have PETA, you've talked to them before?
Yeah, I talk to them all the time. I got 64 missed calls from those motherfuckers. I said, get the hell out of here, okay? I got my animals. They are all healthy animals. Do you know how many animals I have sold on the black market?
Oh, my God. How many? That's so bad.
Hundreds.
Hundreds.
I sold hundreds of them.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And I didn't mean black market. I meant the exotic market.
I might have to arrest you.
You can't arrest me. You're Paris Hilton. What are you, cop?
I'm also security.
I'm losing it all last year. Can you tell?
A patrol officer.
Can you tell I'm losing an eyelash?
The eyelash is hanging on for dear life.
Anyway,
I need stronger glue.
I guess so. Because I got to go to a fashion week parade later.
I think it's over.
Oh, you going?
Yeah, I went. I went with my mom, Kathy, my sister.
Oh, that's nice.
You want to come to an after party tonight?
I would love that. Where are we going?
It's going to be an underground club. It's hot.
Underground club. You know what? That's what I used to keep my animals in.
You can't bring Tonka.
Tonka's busy in his own club.
Where is he?
In the underground club. In the underground club. Like I told you. Tonka and I.
Oh my God.
I love him so much. I don't want anything to ever happen to him, okay? Or I'm going to have to drink more Coke.
Okay. Let's drink some Coke. This has been an exclusive interview with Tanya. She's really interesting character. I love her.
I love you, Paris Hilton. I'm so grateful to you.
Yeah. What's the name of the doc that you're on?
Chimp Crazy. Should be called Chimp Lover.
You heard it here first. Exclusive. Bye, guys. Catch you later.